Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss the current population shift away from large metro areas.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about lifestyle shifts. Boy, we thought that maybe some of our employees could work at home, and now they're all stuck at home trying to navigate the marketplace from their home locations, from their couches and their dining room tables. It's been a shift, all right.
And that shift is now starting to form as a pattern or a trend, not just boosted by the China virus, but also the desire to not necessarily be in town.
That's right. Employers are having to look at a different way to measure productivity, more from output than from attendance, which may even be a more accurate measuring stick in some industries. But given that, if an employer can get their head around the output, if the employee works better at night, then they can do their hours at that time, that flexibility may serve them well.
And if it doesn't serve them well, it will be a while, I think, before we see that a reversal in that trend. That's, again, my opinion, but I study things broadly.
Well, you know, I think it's fascinating. Zoom, for example, who thought Zoom would be so essential in our lives? Yeah. All suddenly, fortunately, they had the infrastructure already laid out for it to happen.
Well, and then Zoom crashed one day, and oh my goodness, you'd think the world was coming to an end, but it's back up again and very successful. But there was an abundance of users that exceeded their bandwidth, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's interesting to me, a lot of people are forecasting in-migration to the Eugene marketplace, possibly from Portland because it's becoming politically uncomfortable, possibly from Northern California because it's getting literally a little too hot.
Yep.
And then the pandemic combined with the desire not to be in the heavy metropolitan areas as long-term commitment for lifestyle has also made it an attractive place to go.
And that then tends to focus on communities such as Ashland and Medford, which are very close to the California border. A lot of pressure into both of those communities population-wise. The next big jump is to Eugene, Springfield.
And
we're kind of the second hop across the California border.
And you don't have to lose your job to do that now. We've had people that have been doing school, that they go to school on the East Coast, but they're doing the schooling from home right now. Same thing with employers and employees. Relationships have shifted, so you don't have to be so geographically specific. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.